Welcome to day 214. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, and we're continuing to discuss the transference of flavor between Truma and Chulin and Chulin and Truma. Now, as we began to see yesterday, many of the underlying principles at play here are the same underlying principles when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus in general, in terms of what's kosher and what's not, when we're cooking, in the kitchen, etc. So we'll continue to point that out today. Says Mishnah Gimel, Harode Pas Chama, one who removes hot bread from the oven, it just finished baking, and this is chulin bread. It's regular bread that is freshly hot. Unisana al pichavis shel yayin truma, and you place it on top of the opening of a barrel that has truma wine inside. We'll assume that the barrel is open and is not covered. That's at least the most straightforward explanation. And you place this hot bread over the opening of this barrel that has truma wine inside. Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Meir says that it's prohibited, meaning to say that the bread that was chulin is now considered truma, because there's truma wine inside the barrel, even though they're not touching. We'll see why in a moment. He says you have to treat this chulin bread now as if it's truma. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's permitted. Maybe you can continue to consider the chulin bread as chulin. It is not truma. So what's going on here? Why does Rabbi Meir say that the bread takes on the status of truma? After all, they're not being cooked together. They're not even touching one another. So how could it become usher? And whatever Rabbi Meir's reason is, why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree and say that it's okay? So what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing over is actually a very important halacha or a concept when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, and that is, what is the status of a smell, of an aroma? Rabbi Meir says, Recha Milsehi. The smell of something is significant. If something absorbs the smell of something else, it can take on that status. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Recha Lav Milsehi. No, the smell is not anything that is significant. Even if something takes on the smell of something, it does not take on the status of whatever the smell came from. The smell is not significant, it's insignificant. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Matir B'shel Chitim. We're going to explain Rabbi Yossi. Again, we'll explain it according to the Bar Tanura, even though there are other ways to understand it. Rabbi Yossi says, if the bread is made out of wheat, then it is not a problem. It does not absorb the wine, the smell of the wine. V'oser b'shel sa'orim. But he says it's a problem when it comes to bread made out of barley. B'nei sa'orim sho'avos. Because the barley, for whatever reason, the barley absorbs or almost pulls out the flavor of the wine. Meaning it seems that Rabbi Yossi agrees that recha lav melsehi, that the smell is not significant, but there's something very unique, almost anomalous about barley, that it actually draws out not only the smell, but draws out the actual flavor of the wine, and therefore would be a problem. But fundamentally, in this Mishnah, we simply have a machlokes as to whether recha milsehi or recha lav milsehi. Is smell enough in halacha to change the status of something? We generally paskin, by the way, that recha lav milsehi, that the aroma of something does not impact the status, it does not take on the status of that which it absorbed the smell from. So, by the way, technically that would mean that if you have an oven, this is the famous question, or a very famous as if you've all heard of the question, but a very common question of halacha is when you have one oven, are you allowed to cook different things inside that oven, let's say meat and milk together in the same oven at the same time? So if the question were, there are two questions at play. One is the recha, the smell, and the other is zeya, is steam. So if the only issue were recha, for whatever reason, the things that you're cooking does not really produce steam. If it was just an issue of smell, we paskin recha lav milsehi, and therefore we don't assume that even though they might absorb the smell of one another, if you have like meat cooking right next to dairy, we would assume that both of them are mutter, both of them are allowed to be eaten, even though they absorb the smell, that doesn't matter. Now, we shouldn't do it l'chatchila. We assume even the opinion of the Gemara that says recha lav milsehi says that's only b'di'evad, meaning only once you did it, you should have separated them, but once you did it, it seems to be okay. But most of the time, we have to consider the other factor of zeya. There's also steam that gets produced in an oven, and then it becomes a question of the size of the oven and how much steam. Rav Moshe talks about maybe a distinction between whether it is a liquid or a solid. A solid would produce much less steam, maybe not enough steam to transfer any sort of flavor. And if it's covered, that would be a whole different story. So there are a lot of issues as to whether you're allowed to cook two things in an oven together, or even one right after another. You cook meat, are you allowed to then use the oven right afterwards for dairy? How do you do that to prevent zeya? But from a purely recha perspective, purely a smell perspective, it should be okay. Mishnah Dalet. Tanur, if you have an oven, she'esiku b'kamon shel truma. You're lighting it as fuel, meaning it's a part of the firewood, part of the fuel is cumin, and that has the status of truma. The afabo, and then you baked over that oven that is burning this truma cumin. Hapas muteras. The bread is considered mutters, is allowed. She'ein tam kamon elo reyach kamon. Because none of the flavor of the cumin was absorbed into the bread, only the smell of the flavor of the uh, of the cumin was absorbed into the bread. And this Mishnah seems to be poskiming like we generally do, which is Recha Lav Milsa, that the smell is not halachically significant. So when it comes to this cumin, yes, it's an aromatic spice, and it's truma, but still, it's just the aroma that's being transferred into the bread. It's not the flavor itself, and therefore, the bread does not take on the status of truma. It remains chulin because it is only the smell that was absorbed, not the flavor itself. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue Mishnah Hey tomorrow.